morning. We hear a lot about beautiful woman, smart woman, sophisticated woman, career woman, talented woman. What we need to hear more about is godly woman. Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they've always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." St. Augustine said, "If I am thy child, only God, it is because thou gavest me such a mother." Dwight Moody, the great evangelist, said, "All that I've ever accomplished in my life, I owe to my mother." And George Herbert said, "The influence of a good mother is worth more than 1,000 schoolmasters." There's an old Scottish proverb which says, "An ounce of mother is worth more than a pound of clergy." And Dean Stanley said, "My mother's memory is the greatest gift I ever received." Here's a nice wee poem. "A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love's a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above." I would go further and say that it's not just that mother's love is like God's love. Mother's love is God's love, coming to us through our mother.